This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken confirmed Tehran had begun supplying ballistic missiles to Moscow while meeting British Foreign Secretary David Lammy in London on Tuesday. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Blinken and Lammy said it was a critical moment to support Ukraine. The two are due to travel together to Kyiv this week. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is due to visit US President Joe Biden in Washington Friday, with Ukraine and the Middle East topping the agenda. Last week, Britain announced the suspension of some arms sales to Israel over concerns its actions in Gaza breach humanitarian law, which Israel denies. The US is continuing to supply weapons and says it does not believe Israel is breaking international law. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Russia said on Tuesday its forces had advanced 1,000 square kilometers in eastern Ukraine in August and September, despite a Ukrainian incursion into western Russia, which ruled out any ceasefire talks with Kyiv. Russia's defense ministry on Tuesday announced the capture of four villages on the eastern front, but Ukrainian accounts of frontline activity disputed parts of the claim. Mexico's Senate paused the debate of a controversial judicial overhaul on Tuesday after protesters broke into the building, adding drama to already tense discussions of the reform, which critics fear could undermine the country's rule of law. The Senate's president said the session was suspended and asked lawmakers to remain calm as demonstrators flooded the upper level of the chamber, chanting "traitors" in opposition to the reform. This is VOA News.